We've got Savannah and Paul joining us today. They're both here representing the AIM Center. Has been in our community for quite some time. This goes back, refresh my memory, back to the 80s?
80s?
Yep, 80s. Yeah, 86. 80s. Okay. All right. So, yeah. Savannah, I want to pull you in. When we say the AIM Center, a lot of folks have heard that name. Tell us exactly what you guys do. What's the mission? What's the vision behind the AIM Center?
Yeah, so AIM Center is a mental health nonprofit, and what we set out to do is help adults living in our community with serious mental illness. And really what that serious part means is their mental illness is impacting their day-to-day life. So we assist people with a variety of different things, including employment opportunities. We can help them secure affordable housing and really just provide them a supportive community where they can achieve their goals and achieve their recovery.
That's a wonderful, wonderful organization. Tell me a little bit how you get involved in the program. Do you just come and say, I need some help?
Yeah, so a big thing for us, obviously, is accessibility. So there are only two requirements to be a member of the AIM Center. You are over the age of 18, and you have a mental illness diagnosis. And for some, I mean, even just getting that diagnosis is a barrier to entry. So we actually have an integrated care program where we can actually assist folks that haven't seen a provider to get the diagnosis they need to get the help that they need.
Paul, I want to have you step up to the mic. Talk to us about your involvement with the AIM Center.
My involvement with the AIM Center is pretty incredible. I'm actually a member. I've been a member there since 2009. AIM Center has given me opportunity that I don't think I'd ever have without not being there because I didn't get my diagnosis until I was 49. Mm. And I was very, very fortunate, fresh into my diagnosis, to become an AIM Center member. Being one is one of the best things I think has ever happened to me. It gives me a sense of belonging, needed, wanted, and accepted as I am. And the best thing really about that is the support that I get from my fellow members. You know, because we're all there, we all have issues, but yet we support each other. And that combination really makes for a win-win situation. I had the pleasure of serving on our board of directors there twice. And that's kind of unique because when you have people who are present in your facility that belong there, to give them the opportunity and the chance to be able to serve on that is really, really well. Yeah. And just the wonderful things that they allow us to do in operating the facility, because it's actually run by us members. Staff are there to help empower us. But learning all these different skills and being able to share that with other people, it's really, truly incredible thing. I mean, I get to see little mini miracles happen all day long.
Wow. And you're a mini miracle. You know, and this is what it's all about, your testimony and how the AIM Center has drastically changed your life. Once a member, always a member at the AIM Center. And with Paul, what you just said, you know, going back to the early 2000s, you know, if we can just see a before and after picture, let's kind of hone in on your life briefly on this show. What was your life like? Put us in your shoes before you connected with the AIM Center.
Wow. It wasn't very good. I have suffered from a chronic drug and alcohol addiction, trying to self-medicate. I've overdosed so many times, I wouldn't even know. 500 probably a low guess. My life wasn't manageable. You know, I tried to make it so, but I would do things that I could not control. And I knew better to do it, but I could not stop myself, which became very difficult. And I'll be quite honest, what made me aware of what I had is I got a felony DUI. I had two DUIs in 1 year, and I got a felony charge for that. And when I got that, I knew something was wrong and something I could not fix. So I went and saw a psychologist, and that's when I got my diagnosis of bipolar disorder. I studied up on that disorder to try to learn what was going on. It was like somebody had reached in my mind and picked it out. Things just kept going awry. You know, I do really well, then all of a sudden my disability kick in and actually kind of be self-abusive, you know, in many, many different forms. And I'm pretty sure if I had not become an AIM Center member when I did, that my past would have followed and I probably would not be here today.
And that's enough said. My gosh. Because the thing is, Paul, you are an ambassador to this wonderful organization that we're highlighting today, and we appreciate you sharing your story. Thank you very much. Wow. Unbelievable. Savannah, All right, for folks that want to be involved, they want to give, they want to be a part of these events, which we'll get to here in a second, how can they connect with the AIM Center?
Yeah, so as a nonprofit organization, we rely heavily on donations, grants, and really just support from our community is more important than it ever has been. So if you want to come check out the AIM Center Clubhouse, our doors are always open. We're happy to give you a tour, you know, really show you the clubhouse model in action. There's something about hearing it. It's another thing to see it in action. It's so, so awesome. So if you want to come check out the space, please do. We'd love to show you around. And if you want to support the work we do, we rely heavily on donations, and they really change lives. So supporting the AIM Center is changing lives in your community. And, you know, the more support we have, the more people we can help.
Amen to that. All right, before we let you go, what's the next big event? You guys have some fun events throughout the whole year.
We do. So quickly approaching is our flagship fundraising event, Creating Place in Evening in Color. And really what this event is about, it's about highlighting our space and really highlighting our members. So we're going to have tons of fun things. There's going to be live music, dancing, cocktails, great food. It's at the Westin, and the Westin is an awesome spot. If you've never been to an event there, we would love to have you at this one. But the coolest thing is we're really hoping to make this Chattanooga's largest silent auction. So not only do we have really cool things from different community partners and businesses, but quite a bit of that silent auction is going to be our member artwork. So we have an amazing art studio at the center, and our member artists are so incredibly talented. And so to be able to not only have the space to create and express themselves, but then to be able to have their artwork on display and see it and have people purchase it, I mean, that is huge. And we're really, really excited to have this event, and we would love to see you there.
All right, give us that website one more time.
Yeah, so if you're interested in learning more about the AIM Center, maybe you're interested in membership, or if you just want to learn more about Creating Place or to purchase your tickets, you can visit our website at www.aimcenterinc.org, and you can find all of those things right there.
What about the location of the AIM Centers? If people want to come by and get a tour and see it in action.
So we are Chattanooga's best kept secret. You would not believe that we are right downtown. You probably have driven by our facility and didn't even know it. So we are located off of West MLK Boulevard. So we are right downtown. We'd love to see you come by.
Give us that address one more time.
Yeah, 472 West MLK Boulevard.
Guys, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.